We're checking in on House races across the country in our run-up to the election. It's part of our Here and Now District Profile series, and today we're going to touch down in Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District, where incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Kendra Horn will face Republican State Senator Stephanie Bice in November. Logan Layden is managing editor at State Impact Oklahoma and KGOU. He's in Norman, Oklahoma. Logan, thanks for being here. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
And tell me about the 5th District and how it leans politically over the years.
Well, that's an interesting question. Traditionally, it has been a Republican district. That changed in 2018 when the incumbent Republican was knocked out of his seat by Democrat Kendra Horn. This is a district that includes a large chunk of Oklahoma City, but also some of the rural areas that surround it, which are still heavily Republican. But we're seeing that shift in Oklahoma City, like we're seeing across the country, toward those urban centers and the suburbs, trending more blue, more progressive, more toward the Democrats. That was one of the factors in 2018 that allowed Kendra Horn to take the seat. There were some others as well that went into that. Education was a huge issue at the time. Oklahoma has amongst the lowest paid teachers in the country. That was one of her big issues. And so kind of the demographic change along with this being such a big issue, in addition to 2018 was a sort of a blue wave for the Democrats. All those things sort of came together to switch it.
Well, let's learn more about Congresswoman Horn. Here's a recent ad of hers.
I show up every day and work hard to do what you elected me to do. Make Congress more accountable to Oklahomans. I know the danger of piling on federal debt, so I stood up to my party on the misguided $3 trillion spending bill because it didn't help us address the real needs of our communities.
So there we hear her pitching herself as someone not afraid to buck her party, which you see a lot from Democrats in red states. What is Kendra Horn running on, and what's her record been like over the last 2 years?
The emphasis really is on being bipartisan. A lot of her ads feature Republicans who say they are going to vote for her. So she's really sort of going for that moderate vote or maybe disaffected Republicans. And I believe the strategy is to sort of take as a given the Democratic side, the progressive side that are going to come out and vote for her. Her positions are fairly moderate. She has opposed some of the things that have come out of the Democratic Party. She opposed some of the things that the Republicans have been pushing as well. I know she was against the sort of piecemeal coronavirus relief, $130 some odd million for the paycheck protection loans, in favor of a more comprehensive package. And the other side, the Republicans, have tried to sort of paint her as with Pelosi. You'll see Nancy Pelosi predominantly in the ads against Kendra Horn. So she's tried to stake out a middle ground.
Well, let's hear from the other side. Her challenger is Republican State Senator Stephanie Bice. As we said, she was criticized during the primary for voting on a bipartisan package of tax increases, interesting for a Republican, to fund a teacher pay increase in 2018. Let's hear an ad from her.
When Oklahoma's teachers were the lowest paid in the region, I led the fight for a teacher pay raise. More teachers and smaller classes. Remember the walkout? I stood with our teachers because shortchanging them only shortchanges our kids and Oklahoma's future. In Congress, I'll work for you, not Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, there's that Nancy Pelosi reference you were talking about. Tell me more about Stephanie Bice and her platform.
Stephanie Bice, certainly a committed conservative, well-known in that district. She's a state representative here in Oklahoma and represents an area that is within the 5th Congressional District. The fact that she had voted for that teacher pay increase kind of tells you how big of an issue that is here in Oklahoma. And it also, I think, is her trying to sort of make inroads into that issue, which was so big for Kendra Horn's election in 2018. It was really her support of the teacher pay increase, of teachers in general, that helped push her over the top, just barely, over the Republican incumbent.
Well, what do the polls say? Do Republicans have a decent shot at winning that seat back?
I have to say that they do. This has got to be amongst the most vulnerable Democratic seats in the country. It's a, this little island of blue here in this deeply red state of Oklahoma. The public polling I've seen has it a dead heat with both candidates somewhere around the 48% range, very few undecided voters. There have been some polling that's been put out from the Democratic side that shows a little more comfortable of a lead for the incumbent Democrat Horn. But again, that's coming from the Democratic side. It's really, really close.
Logan Layden is managing editor at State Impact Oklahoma and KGOU in Norman. Thanks very much for taking a look at Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.